Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Healthy Moments. This is your host, Renee Norris-Jones. You may also know me from For the People, Law and Plain Language, Saturdays, 5 p.m.
And also on Let's Be Real Radio, Thursdays at 7 p.m. on gtownradio.com.
But here on Healthy Moments, as the title of the show suggests, we're going to be talking about ways that you can change your lifestyle to become a healthier you. I do have to put a disclaimer out there. I am not a doctor. I'm not a dietitian, but I am a regular you, regular Joe Schmo, just trying to change my lifestyle. And for me, it was one little bit at a time, trying one little thing. Don't go cleaning out your refrigerator. I didn't have to get rid of all the chocolate in my house. I had to cut back. I had to do some portion control. But those are the things that we're going to be talking about. Things that you can do to stay a healthier you. I chose Healthy Moments because a moment is something that suggests ease. If I'm going to tell you that it's going to take an hour, we don't want that. We just want a moment. So I want to share with you little things that you can do in a moment. Just one thing a week to become a healthier you. I thought about doing this show for a long time because a few years ago I was diagnosed as a diabetic in April, and by November, December, I had high blood pressure and I was struggling. The doctor said, "You need to see a dietitian," and boy, did I need to see a dietitian. We're going to introduce one little thing. Nothing layered, nothing big, nothing huge, just one little thing that you can do. And if you don't like it this week, I'm going to encourage you to try it anyway. But if you don't, it's cool. Next week, try that. I know if you told me, Renee, cut out all chocolate from your life. Okay, I'm not even going to pretend to do that. But next week, I'm going to listen because maybe you have something else I can try. And if you can do that, there's 52 weeks in a year. That's 52 steps that you've taken towards becoming a healthier you. And that's how I looked at it. That's how I, over the course of a year, since introducing diet and exercise, and I am not about the exercise, but, you know, we do what we got to do. I lost almost 80, 85 pounds over the course of a year without even trying. Just trying to stay healthy. And it's scary. I still remember that. What? I have diabetes. I have high blood pressure. This is not your mother's diabetes and high blood pressure. There is lots that we can do to change our outcomes. Even though my doctor did tell me, genetics can still come get you, but not yet. It's been 3 years and counting, and not yet. I am about two or three points away from not being a diabetic anymore. To be able to remove that risk factor from my life through diet, yeah, and exercise. But, I've gotten it. I found something that I like to do. And I take little steps to make sure that I leave room in my life to do them. Stay tuned. In just a second, we'll be on to share our tip of the week. We are back for another episode of Healthy Moments. This is your host, Renee Norris-Jones, and I have been talking about the decadent diabetic. Well, I have him here, and his name is Ward Alper, but let's just call him the decadent diabetic. So, without further ado, we have the decadent diabetic, Mr. Ward Alper. How are you today?
I am wonderful, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I am very excited today.
I've got to tell you, diagnosis of diabetes is not the end of your eating world. It's actually the beginning of a new one. Find what works for you. Find what works for you. We are all different. Experimentation is fun. Go out in your kitchen, become a mad scientist. Create something wonderful, because we all have it in us. A lot of the recipes that have been, you know, redone for a diabetes-compatible lifestyle, they're always at least as good. I sometimes shake my head because they're actually better. I can't believe that I'm eating this well, managing my diabetes this well, and enjoying my life and my table this much. For me, it's been easy, but I have the skill set of a chef, and I like to share that with, you know, with people. I don't expect everybody to make every recipe I've ever written. I don't expect anybody to follow line for line everything that's in a recipe. I do a lot of bracketing with the word optional in the bracket. If you don't like this flavor, don't use it. You don't like garlic very much, take it out of the recipe. It's not going to taste the same. It's going to taste better for you if what you don't like is taken out of the recipe. If you're willing to try a new thing, if you're willing to open a new window, use my ingredients, use them in the proportion that I use them in, change it the next time, use less of it if you don't like it, the flavor as much, use more of it if you like the flavor a lot. I am absolutely killer for vanilla. I find that ice cream, but vanilla as a flavoring, I love the flavor. I use a lot of it. I use it more than most people do, but it's because I like it. I use citrus a lot because I like citrus. I use a lot of zest because most of your flavor in citrus is in the zest, the lime zest, the orange zest.
Yes, yes.
As I mentioned, the lemon zest. I use what works for me. Don't like it, don't use as much of it. One of my big favorite recipes, one of the recipes that got the biggest response, is a lemon curry chicken. And I make a lemon curry chicken because I don't like the heat of curry. So I diluted lemon. This is for my personal thing. Turns out to be a really sensational recipe. People go crazy for it because they never thought of adding lemon to curry. Okay. I did it out of my personal need of not having such a hot flavor. I did it out of my personal need. Lemon is a very interesting ingredient. It does not contain a lot of sodium, but it replaces some of the salty taste that sodium has. It reacts chemically, this food, to give you just a little bit of salt flavor without the sodium. So I use a lot of lemon. I watch my sodium. I'm not as good about watching my sodium as I am about watching my carbohydrates because, frankly, my blood pressure is so under control with minimal medication that I don't need to do that.
Well, you know, and that's interesting because I do like curry. I've never tried it with lemon, but it's on my to-do list that I've kind of gathered today in talking to you. As someone who is not a chef, for me it was, well, I want to try this new recipe, but I don't want to be stuck if I make it and I taste it and I don't like it. So what I do is pull out two or three crock pots because I've learned to use crock pots. And I will take whatever meat is that I have, whether it's chicken, and I'll put, if I have six chicken legs, I'll put two in each crock pot. And I'll make each one different. So that way, if I don't like one of the tastes, the way it came out, maybe I can doctor it up. Maybe I'm just going to give it to my neighbor or my godkids or something. I haven't wasted a whole batch of chicken or whatever the meat is on this one recipe. I kind of break it up into smaller portions so that way I can experiment without feeling as though I'm not going to have anything good to eat at the end or I'm not going to like a dish. So that's my anti-chef.
Ma'am, I need to disagree with you.
Okay.
You are far more of a chef than you think you are. Doing what you do is exactly, and I mean exactly, what most chefs do. They will take a thing, a protein, fish, chicken, pork, lamb, whatever, and they will put it out on the counter, cut it up into portion sizes, and do one this way, one that way, one the other way, cook it up, feed it to themselves first, get the reaction of the staff on chicken one, chicken two, chicken three, chicken five. You do exactly what most chefs do.
Well, look at me.
They try something a little, yeah, see? So there you are. So don't knock yourself, lady.
Yes, I did not know that, so now I'm going to call myself a budding
you
chef.
You do better than you think. I do this day in, day out.
Thank you so much, Ward.
You are very, very welcome. Lovely chatting with you.
Stay tuned for future episodes with the rest of my conversation with Ward Apple, the decadent diabetic. Until next time, here's to a healthier you.
You've been listening to Healthy Moments with your host, Renee Norris-Jones. Here on GTownRadio.com. Please remember to always, always, always check in with your health professional before making any dietary changes and before starting any exercise routines. I look forward to our next segment where I'll share more information about my journey to becoming a healthier me and towards you becoming a healthier you. Until then, here's to good health. Want to hear more tips on becoming a healthier you? Check out Healthy Moments Radio on gtownradio.com. We have new tips every week, starting with Mondays at 11 a.m. We have rebroadcasts on Wednesdays at noon and on Friday evenings at 6 p.m. New topics every week. Check us out. Miss an episode? Our Facebook page, website, and on iTunes, we are Healthy Moments Radio.